Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. It's Question and Answer Thursday. Welcome, Impactful Parents. I'm Christina, the founder of The Impactful Parent, and welcome to the community. If you don't know, I come on here every Thursday and answer one of your questions live. So if you want to submit a question for next week, you can do so by just message me. Bam, that's super easy. Or you can email me at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com. Today we're going to talk about tips for school at home because, yeah, it's September now. We are all starting school. And let's admit it, this all just kind of sucks. So let's give you some amazing tips that are going to help make your life a little bit easier if you have to do school at home. And let's say you got the advantage of taking your kids all the way back to school and now they're not actually doing school at home with you, but instead they're in school really. Well, I still suggest you watch this video because I'm a big advocate for be prepared before it happens. And we don't know when the schools are going to shut down and if we have to do school at home again. So great video just to keep on hand. Along with this video, I'm actually giving a free PDF that's going to go over not only all the things that I'm going to suggest today, including some amazing websites for children that have learning differences that are really going to help you and your child, especially your child, I mean, with learning differences, do school at home. So not only am I going to give you that today in this video, but they'll be in the PDF. Plus, the PDF has more than what I can say today, because you know I'm long-winded on these question and answer Thursdays, and this one, I can't even fit it all in. As a teacher for over 20 years, there are so many tips I can give you. I would be going on forever. So instead, I created this PDF right here. It's called School at Home Tips and Resources, and you can get that at theimpactfulparent.com/school at home. And I'll make sure I leave the link down below. So let's get started. All right. So let's get going. All right. The first thing is in this first PDF, I actually say, let's get started, things to help you set up. And the one thing I'm going to mention in this first page is that children thrive off routine. If you're going to do anything, absolutely anything for your child that's going to help them, you're going to create a routine for them. I cannot express it more. That's what school does for kids. They may hate it, but they thrive off of it. They need routine. They need that predictable, I'm going to get up and do this every single day the exact same way. It might seem boring to us as adults, as kids, it's essential. Do it. Anyway, so part of that routine that I'm going to highly suggest are a couple of tips. The first one is get them up, get them in the shower, change their clothes. Mindset begins with actually with what you wear. It's huge. If your children are doing school at home in their pajamas, then school then seems kind of lax and more relaxed, and that's how they take it, and they don't really take it all that seriously. Versus if you actually have your child get up, get dressed, it really changes the mindset for just about anybody. So I really highly suggest that you get your kids up and in real clothes. Another tip that you're going to do is make sure you find a really good space for them. So this has to be a quiet space. You need to make sure you're looking around for anything that could be distracting to them. You know your child better than anyone else in the whole world. You know what distracts them. Eliminate distractions, people, as much as you possibly can. And look for things like lighting. Make sure the lighting's okay. That's not going to give them headaches. And don't have their special place, the couch or the bed. This is a huge no-no. If you, especially the bed, because that's going to actually disrupt their sleep patterns. You're going to find over, even probably after a week, that their sleep patterns are going to get disrupted if they're spending too much time in their bed in awake mode. And not the couch. It's just, again, the environment matters and how you're taking the situation. It will so make a huge difference in how serious they're going to take school. So don't let it be the bed. Don't let it be the couch. Big. Let's see. I would also say give them breaks. Don't forget that you need to give them breaks throughout the schedule when you start creating that routine. Have rules of what you are expecting of them by the end of the day, and then back off, parents. Back off. You set the expectations in the morning and then let them ride. One of the things that mistakes that a lot of parents make is they hover when their child is at home doing school. Okay, you're not hovering, you're not going to school with them when they go to a real school in a brick and mortar building. You cannot hover them over them in the at-home environment either. There's several reasons why. One, it's hard to concentrate when somebody's hovering over you. You know that. So don't do it to your kids. Another thing is you need to start creating some trust that you trust them to get what they need to do done. Now, will there be breaks during the day? Will they finish work early sometimes? Yeah, but that's okay. But give them that opportunity to build a trust with you. So once the expectation is not met, you can have consequences for not being trustworthy and maybe even not getting your stuff done, but let them go. Let them at least establish that they can be or cannot be trustworthy. That's huge. Stop the nagging. Let them do it. Super important. Give rewards when you see them dedicated in their work. This is huge too, because if you see them working really hard, yeah, reward them, whether it's they get to pick dessert later on that day, or maybe they get 15 more extra minutes on electronics because you saw how hard they were working. Those are great rewards for kids. Let's see. If they have really big projects that are due, you can completely help your child with school. So I'm not saying don't help them when they ask for help or if you see that they're daunted in anything that's going on, because a lot of what they're going to be given is going to be daunted. And again, I'm going to give you some resources to help your child out so you can be a little bit more hands-off here toward the end of the video. But actually, let them come to you, or if you see that they're daunted, it's okay to help them, especially if they have a big project. Break it up for them into smaller chunks. So if you have a child with ADHD or somebody who just gets overwhelmed, super sensitive child, then breaking them up into little smaller chunks so they can achieve one chunk and then achieve another and then achieve another is really rewarding for a child, and you can help them do that. Remember that you are not homeschooling. Most of us are not homeschooling, but you are having school at home. That's a big difference. So let the teachers guide their way in what you're doing at home. Okay, so again, free PDF, it's coming with this video. And the next page that I'm gonna go into, it says tips for setting up school at home. One of the big tips I'm gonna give you today is use when and then statements. It is huge for a child, because if when and then means when you finish your work, then you will get extra time on your electronics. Or when you finish your math, then you can have a break. It stops you from sounding nagging. It stops you from being a dictator and saying, get your work done. And it also assumes and gives them into a mindset that, okay, yeah, I am going to get my math done. And then I am going to go do that. It's crazy psychology. It works, I'm telling you. So use when and then statements. Another thing that I put into this free PDF is make yourself office hours, especially if you are a working parent from home, just like me. So when my kids are doing school at home with me, I want to help them. But you guys, I got stuff to do. I got things I want to create for you right here on this platform. So I actually create myself office hours when I know that the kids have some break times. And that tells them that when they're doing school, I'm also doing my work. I'm off limits, but I'll help them during my office hours. So it just helps me be more productive. It helps them have boundaries on when they can come and talk to me, because we're all trying to get work done. I also highly suggest if you have a family member, particularly maybe like a grandparent who maybe isn't working full time, if they could be on call so they can answer your child's questions when you aren't available for them. And that is a huge difference also. And it's just a phone call. Like, they can help maybe help with a math problem if they need a quick answer with that. Those are great resources. All right, so I do have a section in our free PDF that talks about the defiant child. All right, you have a child that just doesn't like the homeschooling. They think it's all stupid and none of this is working. Of course, they feel that way. They're frustrated. First of all, don't take it personally. This is not about you. This is about they're frustrated with their life and their situation at the moment, as we all are. So a couple things I want you to remember, and I know I say this all the time, don't forget, you see one emotion, but there are a million other emotions festering inside that are causing the one emotion to to explode, which is usually anger or frustration of some sort. So if you have a child that is just being defiant about the whole school online thing, then consider just sitting them down and talking to them. A lot of times these kids just need to be heard. They ask them, what's really bothering you? Is it the math test, or is it that you're not doing the math test at school? Because it's probably that they don't have a locker and they can't get to school and they can't see their friends and they're thrown out of their routine and life as they know it isn't like it used to be. And all that sucks for kids. So, and it's their world so much more than it is for us as adults. School is the kids' world. And if they can't access it, that's really, really frustrating. And they will rebel in different ways. So be a listening ear. Try to empathize as much as you can with your child. Because sometimes they just need to have you hear it. They just need to get it off their chest so that they can work and focus. Because they got all these feelings inside and they just need to let them out so that they can work. And that's a big deal. All right, let's get to some really cool resources that you can use, especially if you have a child with a learning difference. And I'm going to be really specific here and say dyslexia. Now, I know there's lots of learning differences out there. I like to specialize in dyslexia because, one, it is one of the most popular learning differences out there. And two, it's true to my heart. I have children with dyslexia. So my kids use these resources every day, not only for school at home, but even when they're at the brick and mortar school too, because it just helps with work. And before I give you all these, and yes, they're all in this PDF that you're going to have with this video, is I want you to know I'm not getting any kickbacks or any representation for any of these websites. I am a parent talking to you, another parent, saying, this is what works for my family, and I want to share it with you. So it might be able to help your children and make your life a little bit easier. Okay? All right. So first one, Learning Ally, learningally.com. So Learning Ally is audiobooks. Now, this is great because it highlights the sentences for the children as it reads it out loud to them so they can watch it and read it and hear it all at the same time. It's great for processing the information in different ways to increase listening comprehension. And it's a huge game changer, especially if you're at home and they're looking at the computer screen quite a lot and now they have to read. Yeah, you know, sometimes they just want to sit and listen instead. Like, it's exhausting looking at a computer screen all day long. So maybe they just want to hear the book instead. I highly suggest learningally.com. And what's great about Learning Ally versus some of the other audio, like Audible and other reading out loud resources, is that they have textbooks too that read them out loud. So that's a big difference. All right, next one is snap2read.com. Snap2read. All right, Snap2Read reads websites out loud so that anything that compares on your computer screen. So this is huge, especially if you have a younger child, because younger children now, if you're doing school at home, a lot of their stuff is written. And if you have a not so proficient reader, this will read whatever's on their computer screen out loud to them. Now you don't have to spend quite as much time reading all those directions to your younger child. Huge game changer for Snap and Read. All right, the next one is called Shmoop.com. It's S-H-M-O-O-P. Now, Shmoop provides lots of different resources for parents and teachers, and math drills for extra help. It helps your child write better essays by giving them writing guides. And I love this website because it also gives practical main idea summaries for popular books. So how my dyslexic child uses it is he'll read the synopsis of a book that he has to read. And when you get to the high school level, you know, some of those books are a lot more complicated. They could be reading Shakespeare. And so it gives them a synopsis, but it's not so detailed that they can't read the book. But by giving him the main ideas of what is going on, he now, when he actually does read and read, listen probably to the book, he can look out for those main ideas, make sure that he gets them, hears them again. And it just gives him a structure for what's going to happen. It's a big deal when you have a learning difference and you can get these little resources to help you get that comprehension. All right, the next one. This is my favorite one. My favorite resources is called TTS Reader. and it is ttsreader.com. It reads files out loud and saves them as MP3. So once you get there, it's like a box, and how my son uses it is he takes his own work, his own paragraphs or essays that he has to write for school. He cuts and pastes them into the website, and then the website reads his own work aloud to him and highlights it as it reads. So now he listens to his own words being read back. This is great because now he edits so much better. Now he can listen for weird wording. He can listen for things that just don't sound right, grammatical errors. And in the end, his editing skills have really increased just by being able to get this extra input with his own materials. So being read out loud. And it does highlight for them so he can read it exactly where the mistake is and it'll be right there. It's awesome. All right, and this last one is called LiveScribe, and it's livescribe.com. Now, LiveScribe, I'm going to go ahead and preface it and say that it's more expensive, but it's a smart pen. And if you have an older child or even a college student, I know I'm going to buy this LiveScribe for my soon-to-be college student next year. I have a senior in high school for college because it's a smart pen that records and transcribes the notes that it's listening to. I can't go too much into the technology of how, what it does. It seems like it's so amazing, but go to livescribe.com and check them out. It's great note-taking resource that I just thought was mind-blowing in just a pen. And I mean a pen, like something you write with. So awesome. I hope that helps you guys out with all your homeschooling needs. If you have an impactful parent question for next week and you want to submit, please DM me or email me at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com. And you can get this. I'll leave it down in the comments. It's theimpactfulparent.com/tips and resources. Everything that I said today plus more is in this free, absolutely free PDF just for you because I want you to be successful with your kids. I want your kids to do really well and I don't want them to be frustrated at home. They got to love school. We try to foster a love for learning and it's huge. And right now we are in some struggling little challenging times and hopefully this will help.
So until next time, remember parents, you got this. I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge, browse the free resources, or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.